The National Park Service announced Tuesday it has selected Park Service veteran Cicely Muldoon as the new permanent superintendent of Yosemite National Park in California. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Muldoon is a 35-year veteran of the National Park Service and has been acting superintendent since January. The U.S. government is demanding a San Francisco museum give up claims to two religious relics allegedly stolen from Thailand, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. A civil complaint filed Monday in federal court seeks the forfeiture of two 1,500-pound hand-carved sandstone lintels the government contends were looted from ancient temples in Thailand. California has seen an uptick in coronavirus-related hospitalizations and intensive care admissions in the last 2 weeks. That prompted renewed warnings Tuesday from Governor Gavin Newsom and the state top health official. Statewide, hospitalizations increased 4.7% over the last 14 days, and intensive care cases are up 5.9% over the same period. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors voting to declare a facilities emergency over the state of the county's 911 radio communication system. The move will allocate more than $650,000 toward repairs and upgrades, according to the Eureka Times Standard. State Department of Public Health releasing partial guidance for live artistic, theatrical, and musical performances, which will be permitted outdoors only in counties in the orange and yellow risk levels. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.